American history and practical math. You study them hard and hoping to pass.
That means it's time for a school update here on KCSI KOAK Radio. Tune in each weekday morning at 6:15 a.m. as we visit with schools from throughout the Country Sunshine listening area.
Back in the classroom, open your books. Gee, but the teacher don't know how mean she looks.
Good morning, Sunshine Country. It's now 21 minutes past the hour, 6 o'clock. And Coach, I'm going to say Coach Grebbin. I'm going to go with Coach.
Coach Grebbin.
Among other things. Jeff Grebbin with me this morning from the Stanton Community School. What all do you do? You coach football.
Coach football,
track. You
track,
coach
basketball.
Weight room, basketball.
Yep. Boys and girls basketball this year.
And you teach media. What's
it
called?
Yeah, media production type stuff. Uh-huh. Digital media and marketing things and business classes.
You're busy.
Yeah, it's fun.
You're busy. You got a big event upcoming too.
Big event. Yeah. We've been working on it for a while. It's just something that comes up every year and you want to try to outdo past years, but that doesn't always happen. I mean, there's just a lot of things going on in everyone's lives.
When is spring break? Is there spring break?
We have a spring break Easter.
Okay.
I guess.
Okay.
And every Monday, I guess you could call that somewhat of a break. But
how do you liken that 4-day schedule?
It's different.
Are you adjusted to it yet?
I would say yes. You know, I'm trying to think of a Monday where I haven't had anything going on. I just can't. But you've got the weight room in the morning, and then there's some kind of a practice going on. And just one thing leads to another, and you're in the classroom the rest of the day. And
we're going to get to the weight room in a minute.
Okay.
But
actually,
I'm going to hold off on that.
Four more minutes, they'll be getting started here.
Okay, that's when they're going to kick off.
Yep.
All right. Let's start first though with March Mayhem.
Okay,
that's coming up 1 week from today, right?
Yes, it is. A week from today, we start off with Friday night's pickleball. That's gone over pretty good. So we've got junior high division, high school division, adult division, and then there's a women's, men's, and co-ed. So there's actually 9 different divisions and 3 classes. So it's partners. Find a partner and come play pickleball. It's a lot of fun. I don't play it a whole lot, but
it's popular.
It is popular. Yeah. It's fun.
Do you, with any of the things that we're going to talk about, pickleball, basketball, dunk contest, do you sign up in advance? Is there a deadline? Tell me some of those details.
Yep.
About
so pickleball, you want to be signed up probably by Thursday. Thursday, I'll go through everything, get everything ready for the next day. Basketball, we like to do that the Wednesday before.
Okay.
And then dodgeball. We'd like to have everybody, signed up by Friday. It makes my life easier. But Saturday comes along and someone says, hey, I heard you got a dodgeball tournament, or I didn't get my team signed up. And I can work that in right up until about, I want to say noon, but sometimes it's 5:30.
You bet.
And we start at 6 o'clock, and I just throw another team in there. And it's just round robin. It's craziness. It's chaos for a while. But then
it's mayhem.
Yeah, it is. And then you take their wins and losses. We put them in a bracket and play a tournament. And it's crazy.
All right.
It's fun.
So March Mayhem. So Friday night's pickleball.
Friday night's pickleball.
And that's going to kick off March Mayhem for...
Yep. So that will start at 5 o'clock.
All right.
And if 5 o'clock is too early for people that, have other responsibilities going on, we can get your first game later, maybe, as late as 6 o'clock. And then, like with the dodgeball and basketball, we play a round robin, so everybody gets to play a bunch of games, and then we make a tournament out of it.
Okay.
So, yeah, a lot of activity.
Yes.
If they want to.
So Friday night, are there other activities that take place Friday night? Pickleball?
Nope, just a concession stand.
All right.
And pickleball.
Let's move to Saturday. What's going on Saturday?
Saturday we kick off in the morning with a 5K run. The high school boys track team will be involved in recruiting and seeing how many people we can get to participate in that. So funds raised from that are going to help offset the cost of new track uniforms. So we've been running on those for over 10 years, I think, and so it's time.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Our numbers are down, and so we've got enough to, it makes it work this year, but new ones before the end of this year, I believe we can.
Okay.
So.
All right. So 5K run Saturday morning.
5K run. Try to be at the school, register about 7:45 in the morning. The run starts at 8, and then we get into 3-on-3 basketball shortly after that. Depending on the number of teams, we could be starting as early as 8 o'clock, but generally speaking, by 9 o'clock, we've got, 4 games going.
Okay.
We do have a second gym available so we can have eight courts going at the same time. And so three-on-three is a great, great game. If you've got kids that want to learn how to play basketball, that's where it's at.
Different brackets, age divisions for that?
Yes, absolutely. So there's junior high divisions, high school division, and adult division. The men's league, we try to we've been fortunate enough we can put them in the Viking Center.
Keep
and,
those,
and they know what they've been around so many years. They take care of everything. And some sad news or you know some news there. So Brian Menson, Chris Brown, you know the Ronnie DeVries, Gettler, you know all those guys that just have played every single year. This year, Chris Gilbert's daughter's getting married, so
they're not going
to
have their.
They're
team?
Not going to be able to make it. Yeah, so that's the first time in what 20 some years.
Yeah,
yeah, they've been playing and they. And they hold their own. I mean, we made a separate division for 30 and over because you get all these college kids come back and play, and it's difficult. But but they compete. I mean, they're in the top four about every single year. It's just just fundamentally sound, and they play good basketball. And they're good sports. I mean, just good to have in the gym.
Yeah.
So we'll miss them this year.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there you go. How long have you been doing March? You said for years. How long has this been going on, March Mayhem?
We started in 03.
Okay.
So there's COVID years there, but.
Sure.
Other than that, yeah, every year we've been
all right
trying different events. And
so 3-on-3, you got lots of age divisions. You'll start early and just let that run out as long as you need to, right?
Yeah, the round robin runs. We try to get that wrapped up about 1:30, between 1 and 1:30.
Okay.
And then we do our three-point shooting contest and slam dunk contest in that intermission. And then while that's going on, I'm putting all the teams into brackets. And then we, about 2 o'clock, we start the tournament.
Okay.
And then by 4, 4:30... the tournament's all wrapped up, and we're cleaning up, getting ready for dodgeball.
So then dodgeball.
Dodgeball. So this year.
And that's Saturday night.
Saturday night.
Yep. Okay.
And we're trying something new. We're going to try to two divisions. So we're going to have a competitive division. And then we'll have the traditional, just, you know, say leisure. There's nothing leisure about dodgeball,
no.
But a recreational division.
Okay.
And so those people will be competing like we have every other year. And champions for every event, we give them a T-shirt that has champion on the back.
Mm-hmm.
But we had a donor come forward last year and say, what would it take to get, you know, we used to have close to 30 dodgeball teams. I mean, it was just crazy. And this last year was probably our lowest number. We were right at 10 or 11. But typically, we hang right around 20. I mean, that's about where we like to
right.
be. And so he said, well, what if we, you know, what if we threw some money at this? Would we get some more people? I said, I don't know. We can sure try it. And so we have someone that wants to come in Saturday night and present the top three teams with some cash. So that's pretty cool.
So what are you going to give away there? Do you know?
Well, he initially said, well, you know, if we have $1,000 for first place, you think you could get some teams? I said, yeah, that sounds pretty, you know, you could probably attract some people. And and then later the conversation just turned, you know, maybe instead of just being a prize for the top team, we have it for the top three teams. And so so he's going to take the donor, will put a $500 for first, $300 for second, and $200 for third. So
well, there you go.
So it's a chance for a lot of people. I mean,
you bet.
You think about those top teams, man, it gets pretty competitive. So
it does.
So it'll be interesting to see how it goes.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Kicking it up a little bit here. So
yeah, it'd be fun to use two gyms for dodgeball.
So how many people do you need for a dodgeball team?
You can have a roster of up to 10.
Okay.
10 people. You can only have 6 on the floor at a time.
Okay.
And so that's, yeah, you catch a ball, you get to bring a teammate in, but you can't have more than 6 on the floor.
Okay.
And we're not, we did have conversations about maybe having, like we did a few, when we first started, we'd have it to where you'd have to have, like, you couldn't have an all-men's team. You'd had to have
like
two
a co-ed
females.
Kind of, yeah,
co-ed. And that was a lot of fun. And then there's just constant pressure. Can we just have all guys? Can we? And so it became that's where it went, and we've left it that way. And
yeah,
we talked about maybe having one of those divisions where the girls, but we've had girls come in, just an all girls team, junior high. We got some young kids. Oh my gosh, yeah, they have fun. It's just a lot of fun.
So that's what time will the dodgeball tournament start? Saturday night.
Saturday night, 6 o'clock. We want to get them all registered before 6. And then I usually read through the rules, kind of refresh everybody on the rules.
Yeah.
And then we get started as close to 6 as possible.
You have a busy week or busy weekend next week.
Yeah.
So
it's just another weekend, just different activity.
What else do you have, Mr. Grebin, that's going on for March Mayhem? Will that wrap it up, or are there more activities yet?
I think that pretty much wraps it up. I've got Well, some of them, the classes run it. So, like, the seniors run. What are the seniors doing? They've got all the basketball stuff.
Okay.
So then they can do, I mean, as far as fundraising, I think they're doing a raffle. They want to do some basket raffles and things like that.
Okay. So if someone wanted to find out more information about it, times, numbers, names, how can people find out more information?
Yep, to sign your teams up, the website is StantonMarchMayhem.com.
All spelled out.
And it's all spelled out. And I think Instagram, you can follow it on Instagram. They put in videos of, you know, highlights from last year and things like that. And then the links are all there to register your teams. And so, yeah, if you want to play dodgeball and win a prize money, you can do that too. I mean, it's crazy. It's going to be interesting to see how that works.
That'll be fun.
But basketball's, that's kind of the, you know, the staple. You can see some really good basketball. And
so it started in 2003. And it's kind of just grown and evolved and changed through the years, but here you are, right?
It's changed over the years a little bit. And even a dunk contest, you know, we kind of did it one year just because he had a couple kids think they could do it. And now, I mean, we've had some really good ones over the years, really good ones.
All right. I'll come over and sign up for that. Do you have a really low goal?
Well, the Viking Center can probably lower the hoops, but no, you just have to.
Okay. Well, I want to give those other guys a chance.
That's right.
So I don't want to, you know, have all the glory there. So it's a big event.
Get your 3-point
shot, man. Yeah, I need some work on that too, Mr. Grebin. Jeff Grebin with me, Coach Grebin from the Stanton Community School District. March Mayhem. It's starts on Friday the 20th.
The 20th. You're right. You're at 20th.
Today's, if it's going to start today, we might have a moment of panic there.
On
Friday the 20th.
Usually it's the end of the month.
Yeah.
But we've got Corner Conference Art Fair. We host a Corner Conference Art Fair, so we got bumped a week earlier. And so that might be a challenge. Most people just remember, hey, it's always the last weekend in March, but this year it's a week earlier.
It's on the 20th. Starts the 20th, so the 20th and the 21st. Yep. Okay, Mr. Grebin. Let's anything else around that? You want people to show up, spread the word, $500 for the number one dodgeball team. So.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool.
That's really cool.
Actually, there is Saturday night, there's also Post-Prom is putting on a meal to raise some money for the Post-Prom activities. So I think it's, I don't know, call it the Golden Waffle, but they'll have waffles and pancakes and that kind of stuff will be in a concourse. So they're going to draw some people. The dodgeball should draw some people. And
it should be...
It'll
be busy.
Like the old days where
it's
it was
be busy
shoulder to shoulder in the gym and they're standing room only. And we used to say, spectators are participants because the dodgeballs are.
Yeah, they kind of go everywhere.
They
don't
go everywhere.
Yeah, absolutely. So Stanton's going to be busy. There you go. Let's talk about track because you coach track.
Yep.
You coach boys, right?
I've got the high school boys.
Talk to me a little bit about what's your team look like, numbers, first meet is when. Tell me about your track team.
Okay. Let's see, the track team. So we've got 8 boys out for track.
Mm-hmm.
One of those is shared with the soccer program over here in Red Oak, which has worked out pretty well. So you've got to pick which one's your
primary
main sport. And
like,
so with that situation, we're going to have that young man will be playing soccer, I think, in all but 4 or 5 of our the same nights as our track meets. So we'll actually have 7. And is that a good or bad number? That's just been, you know, I think small school and you look at our numbers, I think our high school, our seniors have got 14, our juniors have 10, sophomores have 24, and the freshmen are at 13 or 14. So there is only about 62, 65 kids in the high school. So, and then the football team, I mean, all of our programs have just been down in our numbers. And you talked about that earlier, about the state, across the state, you've got bigger schools that have trouble. So
absolutely.
So we hang on. I mean, it's just a period of time where our numbers are down, but they'll come back around. We've got pretty good junior high numbers and elementary numbers are really growing. So it's just a cycle that all schools go through. And right now that's where we are.
When's your first meet?
I think it's April 2nd.
Okay.
Be in Griswold. It's the Stanton Griswold co-hosted meet. Usually it's about the end of March, first part of April, but I think it's the 2nd.
How many meets do you have, do you know?
I believe 13.
Okay.
Weather permitting. Yep.
Yeah.
And then you
weather's always an issue with track.
It's track, there's snow in the forecast, and of course it's track season. And we had, we had quite the Indian summer there for extended time.
So track's underway. You have your athletes. You've been, how long have you been working out with track? For a while now?
Yep, this is the second week.
Okay.
Yep.
Are you younger, older team?
Young. Well, it's kind of mixed. We've got two seniors. We had two seniors. I think we got four sophomores and one freshman.
Okay.
And our freshman is shared
with
the soccer.
All right.
Yep.
Anything else from track that we need to be aware of, Mr. Graham? How long have you been coaching track?
I think since the first year.
Oh.
There was a couple of years I
I thought you were going to say.
I stepped away. We had some great PE teacher, Mr. Nimrod, if you remember him from back in the day. He was a college athlete. I said, you just take the program and go. And then eventually, there's turnover, and then end up back in. I just love it. I mean, I just love the competition part and what it does for the athletes as far as their competition and other sports.
Okay, so I want to go. That's right. Let's talk about the weight room. I want to throw that in there as well. Weight room, they're probably in there getting after it right now.
They are. Yep, there should be a good crowd. So we've gone to a four-day-a-week school day. We've also, over this past year, actually since March 1st of last year, gone to a four-day lifting program, and that's worked out really well. So I'm there every day, but 4 days, we kind of want to get them in there and doing some agility things, lifting things.
Who's that open to? Who can use the weight room?
So we just open it up to everybody, 6-12.
Okay.
So
you can come in, lift weights. You're there.
Yep.
Anybody else there running the weight room with you?
No.
Okay.
Not right now.
Yep. So
we've got, anywhere from 20 to 30 kids.
Co-ed?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
So Friday's kind of a makeup day. So Donnie's covering for me this morning.
Is this a class or is this just a voluntary thing that you do? Do you have it? Do you get credit for it?
We do not.
Okay.
Not before school. I know some years they have. This year we offered it first period of the day.
Mm-hmm.
It was our PE teaching position allowed for that to happen. And so I don't know where the future is going to go. But
well, who does?
Yeah. Right.
So,
I mean, it's nice. I know a lot of programs, a lot of schools have it built within their school day. Mm-hmm. If that works for them, great. For us right now, I mean, just small school, there's only so many periods in a day and teachers to cover everything. And so, and then, of course, there's college classes. I mean, kids are.
They're busy, aren't they?
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Aaron is so busy.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got kids right now that are in track. They're in play practice. They're going to AAU practice. They're going to baseball, softball, pitching, throwing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then they're practicing, maybe I did say the play, but they've got AAU volleyball and basketball going on right now. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Some of these kids.
They're busy. There's no time in the schedule. I mean, they are jammed.
Yep.
Okay, so here's where I want to go, Mr. Grevin. Track and the weight room.
Track and the weight room.
They're fundamental to every single activity, are they not?
Right. It's not, we're not, isn't about who loves track as there are few and far between, really, ones that really, really, really enjoy it. But they're there to improve for other sports.
It's fundamental.
Yeah.
Just
strength. I mean, you think about some of these kids are trying to do things on the basketball floor. And
boys and girls. Boys and girls.
Girls.
Yeah.
Girls, absolutely.
I think it is important, and I think we need kids go to the – even if you don't – I mean, not to be too preachy here, Mr. Grevin, but I think even if you're not in athletics, it's a great thing to go do.
Yeah,
just the
confidence, just the self confidence, and oh my gosh, the discipline, just the self discipline of you don't want to get up in the morning, but or whenever it is, but you just get that in your schedule, get that in your it's great stuff for your body, your mind, your body, everything.
Okay, I agree. Go to the weight room.
Yeah,
I'm going to be speaking to myself as much as anything. So. But you can meet people at any level if you're just starting, if you maybe are advanced in your – I mean, there's always another level to push yourself to.
Absolutely.
And you're not necessarily competing with the next person over there. It's here.
It's, right inside. It's you. Yep.
Yeah.
You pushing you.
Okay. One other thing. By the way, we are visiting with Jeff Grebin from the Stanton Community School District. How's the construction going? What are we up to with the construction?
Well, there's a few flags out in the yard, so they're
okay.
They're marking some things out, and I think they want to get started sooner than later, and it's going to be quite a process. I'm out of the loop, but I did hear some rumblings that, this construction may go through January of next year.
Okay.
So the weight room, speaking of the weight room, might be even for classroom space, we may lose the weight room in its current position, and it may get moved to a shop or something like that,
right.
which would be a more open space perhaps, but so it'd be a workout just moving the weight room stuff.
You have a lot of people you can draw on there, right, to help yeah,
that's
with that.
Right.
So you have, but they actually haven't started with, I mean, that's going to start after school's out is when they will actually start with construction, or will they start prior to school?
That's a good question. I think there'll be some dirt work before school's out.
Okay.
But then once the the bell rings, I think they're going to be inside.
They're going to be wide
There's
open,
There's
going
to be some demolition going on pretty quick.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
And you think that may lead into, like, next fall, potentially even?
Yes. Yeah, they'll still be working through the fall.
Okay.
I think the end of October is one deadline, and then there's some transition that needs to happen. And then by end of January, it should be completed.
If I go drive by right now, I'm just going to see a few markings out there. And
you might see a blue flag or an orange flag land. I mean, marking some wires or gas lines or something. I don't know.
Looking forward to that. That project being.
It'll be interesting to see what that looks like. And yeah, it'll be a different feel. And
good stuff.
Yeah.
All right, Coach Grebin, what else do we need to touch on? What's the rest of your day? First class is what today?
First class is programming, web design.
Okay.
So we've got students working on web design, which StantonMarchMayhem.com is one from mostly last year's group of students. This year I've got some a young gal working on the yearbook, for example.
Yeah.
So that's the first period of the day.
There you go.
And anyway, so what else
do we need to touch on?
Well, the elementary musical was this past week, and Mr. Lance does a fantastic job with that. Just the props and all of that stuff, and the number of hours, and Pastor Cootsley helps out with that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a really neat performance, and the gym is packed. You got grandparents and all that stuff. And actually, it was for last Friday, and then with the
weather, kind of postponed it till this past week. Then, yeah,
and the elementary. What was it? It was the Wizard of Oz. And so the tornado, and here we go.
Yeah.
And tornado warnings. So they moved that to Monday night. And then this week, the elementary's got the ISAF testing, the state testing. So they're finishing that up today. And next week, the high school will be doing it. So I know they wanted to remind students and parents that they need to get their chargers and get their laptops to the school today so that over the weekend they can be charged up and ready to go on Monday. Or not Monday. Tuesday.
Okay.
Let's see. The high school play is today. The high school play, they'll perform. They'll practice. They're out of classes the whole day. So talk about busy. So they're going to be doing that, and then they'll do an afternoon performance for the school, for the kids to watch, and then this evening there'll be another performance. I would bet 7 o'clock, but I'm not, without it written in front of me, I don't know for sure.
Where's that going to be?
That will be in the high school gym.
Okay.
Yep, I'll just be on the stage at the high school gym. And,
there you
and,
go. 6 p.m.
6 p.m., yeah.
6 p.m.
Geez, we better go 6, just
yeah.
So people don't miss it by an hour.
That's what the...
Oh, the school website, there you go.
It says 6 p.m.
Excellent.
Okay.
And today is also the mark of the end of the third quarter, so we're three-fourths of the way through the school year. Fourth quarter, and things if things weren't already busy, they're going to get even busier.
Yeah.
Let's see, the middle school, high school band... They've got a concert coming up. Parent-teacher conferences are the 23rd.
Do you register for those, or how do you communicate with the teacher? How do parents sign up for that?
So in the elementary end, I think they sign up for a time. It's usually a 15-minute block of time that they try to set up with each of the teachers. And they would communicate that. I'm sure there's a letter or something or emails that have gone out to parents. In the middle school, high school side, the doors are open, and it's – set a few chairs outside the classroom if there's a line, or if someone like myself gets a little long-winded, there might be a line that develops. But generally speaking, the flow is pretty good. It's from 8 in the morning until 8 at night, so there's a pretty good, you know, window of time where people can sneak in, hopefully, get a chance to visit about what we can do to help raise their child and do the best they can do in the classroom.
Coach Grebin, I know I'm redundant when I say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. I think in today's world, you can know everything that's going on at school through communication with your teachers, through digital. There's just a ton of way to communicate. But I think it's better to sit down face to face and talk with your student and your teacher all at the same shot.
Yes.
I just think that's
the best form of advertising.
I think so. I think
it's
just
also, I mean, I mean, the facial expressions, the body language.
Right.
Text message just doesn't cut it.
No, I agree. I mean, you know, keep up. I'm not saying don't forego the other form of communication.
Sure. Yep.
But when you have the opportunity,
yep.
go sit down and talk to your kid and your teacher.
Yep.
It's a good.
It's great.
My opinion.
I enjoy it.
Yeah. All right.
You
okay,
can learn
Mr.
a lot.
You Let's have a lot see. Going on. What else you got going
think
on?
What else I got on my notes here?
Wow. There you go.
New construction, baseball, softball, earth throwing. That might be about it.
There you go. Cup of coffee. Do you coffee drinker?
Not yet.
Okay.
I haven't acquired the taste for it. Of course, I haven't tried for many years either.
Okay. All right, Coach. Well,
thank you very much for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure to visit with you. And, again, if people are interested, the website for March Mayhem is what?
StantonMarchMayhem.com. They can find a link there to register their 3-on-3 basketball team or their pickleball team or dodgeball.
There you go.
And you can sign up for either division, the go for the money or just get the T-shirt.
Just have fun.
Yep.
All right. Yep. Coach, nice to see you.
Well, thank you for having me.
Coach Jeff Grabman with me this morning from the Stanton Community School District.
Up in the morning and out to school.